You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Super Wild Card Weekend, AFC games. Let's go. Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Taking the Points podcast. I am Rob Stats Guerrero, filling in for Chris Tunnels alongside Jay Spence, the King. We are ready to preview all of the AFC playoff games in Super Wild Card Weekend, and we will do so in 1 minute. But before we do, just want to remind you, we're presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code SBNFL, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. Spence, say hello to the people.
What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody's having a fantastic start to their new year. I sure am. My boys came back and did what they were supposed to do, Stats, so I'm good. How are you?
I don't blame you. You should be good. As a Bills fan, I am doing well. I'm sitting pretty in this wild card round as my 49ers have the week off. So, man, this is a long week for me. I love that the team has the bye, but I'm so desperate to see my team play in the playoffs. It's a bit of a double-edged sword.
How do you feel about that? Like, I know, obviously, you want the number one seed. Everybody wants the number one seed. But it's like, you know, over the years, I feel like this is a conversation every year, obviously. Do you rest your guys the last week of the game when you have, or the last week of the season when you have them locked up, and then you also end up resting them because of the bye? So, like, the Ravens, I don't remember if you guys rested many players. But, so you did. So both you and the Ravens rested guys, and now you have a week off. Do you have any, just any nerves about whoever you end up facing in that second round?
I have nerves about everything, but you know what? I have to defer to Shanahan and the people in the building. They know, you know, the health of these guys certainly a lot better than I do. So hopefully it all works out, but we'll find out in a couple of weeks. On today's show, here's what we're going to do. We are going to talk about the AFC games today, and then the TGI Friday people are going to talk about the NFC games tomorrow. So you'll get full playoff coverage here at SB Nation. We are just going to look at the AFC games, Spence. We'll take them as they come. Saturday, January 13th, 4:30 p.m. on NBC. It's the Browns at the Houston Texans. Texans are getting 2.5 points in this one. Who do you like?
I'm going with the Texans. To be honest with you, I know that in all season, if you've been listening to this show with me and Chris on, or Chris and I should say, you'll know I've been very, very strong on the Cleveland Browns and their defense and just everything that they've been doing since Deshaun Watson got injured. I feel like the offense looks better with Joe Flacco. So I'm okay. Well, certain points, not every game. There's been moments that Joe has looked like Joe, but typically I think I'm heavy on the Browns here. But dude, CJ Stroud is amazing, man. Like, there's just, it's so difficult for me to watch CJ Stroud in any capacity and feel like this guy, I know he's a quarterback of the future, but I just feel like he has this special thing that, like, look, in a game like this, Cleveland doesn't have their quarterback. They have a great defense, but they don't have their quarterback. I'm taking the Texans.
It's a tough call, because part of me is still like, is Joe Flacco really going to keep doing this? Is he really going to keep playing like this? But here's what scares me if I'm a Cleveland fan. The Browns led the NFL in turnovers this year. They have 37 giveaways, Spence, and that includes with Joe Flacco himself, who has eight interceptions in the games that he has started, and he's also fumbled four times. It is really hard to win if you give the ball to the other team. And, you know, it's been okay because Cleveland has also generated a lot of turnovers on defense, but you can't always count on that. And so that scares me a little bit, because I think Cleveland is more talented than Houston if you look up and down the roster. But when you turn the ball over, that is the great equalizer. And that is one thing that Cleveland has done a lot. But I do agree with you that CJ Stroud's going to have to put the Superman cape on this weekend.
For sure, because like we both mentioned, the defense of the Browns. So if anybody's been paying attention, I know Stash just mentioned the offense has turned the ball over a ton, including with Joe Flacco. We all love how he's kind of woken up. You know, Amari Cooper has looked like an all-pro wide receiver since we've seen Joe Flacco come back. So he's done a great job, but turning the ball over and, you know, being a Bills fan, I hear that conversation a lot about Josh Allen and stuff. It matters as much as Josh is great. 40 plus touchdowns, whatever. There are moments in the fourth quarter where you turn the ball over and it changes the complexion of the game. And Joe Flacco, he puts it on the ground way too much, or he puts it in the other hands of the team way too often. So no, I'm with you, man. And really, I don't even know if it's the Superman cape for CJ Stroud. I just think the guy, he makes plays. Like I love watching him, man. He's going to be in a couple of years. Really, if he didn't get injured this year, I would have had him in my MVP conversation if he didn't get injured. He didn't throw a lot of interceptions. He threw a ton of touchdowns. The offense, he has guys like Nico. Like nobody came into this season saying Nico Collins was going to be anything
right
that we were excited about. Now, look at him. Like now guys are already talking about next year. He's going to be a top 20 wide receiver in fantasy football. This is, and I know fantasy isn't real life, but it's impressive. It's impressive.
Absolutely. And if the Texans were at full strength, you'd certainly feel a lot better than them. Just real quick, I happened to check the Joe Flacco interceptions. Over 0.5 interceptions for Joe Flacco is minus 166 on DraftKings. So they're basically telling you he's throwing a pick. Even though it's minus 166, I'd still take the over on that. To be honest, I take the over on both. Stroud will probably throw one too. This is so good for if you're a Texans fan. Like everything that happens from this point forward is gravy, because all this season was about was can CJ Stroud play? And you know that he can play. Now he gets playoff experience against a really good defense. Like this is such gravy for him. And if he finds a way to win, then my goodness, do you feel like the sky's the limit for you? When they played earlier this year, Spence, Amari Cooper dropped 11 for 265 and two touchdowns. Do you see him repeating that kind of success when they play on Saturday?
You know, it's tough because that is one of the areas that I feel like Houston has struggled, you know, against big big time receivers, I should say. And look, I don't know if he's going to go off for 200 plus yards, but I do think Amari Cooper is going to be the guy that, you know, if the Browns are going to win, they have to get the ball into his hands. And I know you're going to want to run the ball, but, you know, Joe Flacco, you're going to have to protect it and get it to Amari Cooper as early and often as possible. He should get 10 targets for sure, but I just don't know if the yardage will add up to the same thing. But he should get a touchdown and at least 10 targets.
Press until it hurts. That's what I always say. Like, and that's what they did in that game. Oh, Amari Cooper's getting open. Throw it to him every time. We're absolutely fine with that. He had 15
targets. You can't
stop him? Yeah. He had 15 targets in that game. The next closest was David Njoku, who had 9. So, like, they basically just gave it to those two people, and it was enough. And if it's working, it's working. And the same thing applies to CJ Stroud. Like, if you've got one guy where it's working, who cares? There are no style points at this point. It's just survive and advance.
Yep. Win, baby. It's the playoffs. And at this point, don't try nothing new. You've played 17 games. You've practiced for 18 weeks or longer. You know, going back into the summer, we've been practicing a half a year now. You know what your team is. You know what works and what doesn't. CJ Stroud works for you? Run him. It's the playoffs. If Amari Cooper works for you, run him. It's the playoffs. You do not want to go out there and try to get cute at this point because you're going home. It's over.
Do you see either one of these teams, whoever wins this game, do you see them advancing further in the playoffs, or do you think it's going to be a one win and done situation?
With this particular game, you know, if Cleveland wins, I can see them still making some noise just because, again, in the playoffs, defense and run game matters. And I think even with injuries, you know, like I know Cleveland lost their starting running back early in the season, but then they bring Kareem Hunt back and they still have like they have a couple guys that can still run the ball. It's going to be cold. It's Cleveland. So or no, actually, they're in Houston. So, man, I don't know. I can see Cleveland still making some noise. I think Houston will be very pleased with the win, and then it'll be like, okay, we made it as far as we're going. So yeah, no, I can see Cleveland though.
Have defense will travel, right? That always works, especially in the playoffs if you're the Browns. Let's move on to game number 2 on Saturday. The Miami Dolphins heading to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. This is on Peacock. Spence, are you a Peacock subscriber?
I am, so I'm not as upset as it seems that half of the country is, but I completely understand why it's annoying, because it's one thing to have it, you know, available on these streaming sites like this, because, you know, but I think about people like my grandfather. So my grandfather's 84 years old. He lives in Buffalo. He's a huge football fan his entire life. The Miami Dolphins are part of the AFC East, so everybody in Buffalo has interest in watching this game. And my grandfather can't watch it unless he goes to my sister's house or he goes to someone's house who's young enough to have streaming services, because that's just not who an 84-year-old man is. And when you do that, I get it. The NFL probably targets a market audience of like the teenage, or they, I feel like they market everybody, but the focus is younger. But there's a whole audience of people who don't have access to these things. And then on top of it, it's almost like you're now, and it's not almost, you are, you're forcing people to pay money to watch a playoff. It's basically a pay-per-view football game. Even though it's not $180 like boxing or whatever, it's a pay-per-view football game. And I think if you're going to do that, it shouldn't be any of them, but it should be the Super Bowl, right? Not the wild card game between the freaking Chiefs and the Dolphins. You know, I don't know. That's the part that ticks me off about it, but I am a Peacock owner, so personally, I'm not upset I'll be able to watch the game.
Yeah, I'm not a Peacock subscriber, and I really want to watch this game because it's so juicy to me. There's so many storylines. I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest with you. I still haven't decided ultimately. The Chiefs are favored by 4.5 points. You've got Tyreek Hill coming back to Arrowhead, his old stomping grounds. The Dolphins have kind of floundered at the end of the season, and it's going to be cold as hell, Spence.
Yeah. Hell, isn't that actually is going to be colder than hell? Like
that's I should say.
Like it's insane. Like the thing about this, it's interesting. Now, Dolphins fans, and now this is just me being petty. This is me being petty. I'm a Bills fan. So last year, I don't know if everybody remembers, like week four, the Buffalo Bills went down to Miami, and the difference of the temperature on the sideline was like the Bills sideline was like 130 degrees. And the Dolphins was like 70 degrees because of the way the stadium is built.
Right.
And everybody was like, weather is not a factor. You should not complain. Because Bills fans after the game was like, dude, our team was dehydrated. And, you know, Diggs had to get two IVs at halftime. So, I mean, I can go on and on. But now you're seeing Dolphins fans. Oh, you have to protect the players and the fans. Move the game. The weather is too terrible.
Move the game.
Move the game. Are you kidding me? Man up.
Oh.
Man up. But no, I'm going with KC here. Now I'm not confident in Kansas City. This year has been the first year that I've watched a Patrick Mahomes led team, and I am just not afraid of them at all. Like, you know, so even when he's on the field and Travis Kelce is on the field, like, look, Kelce is that guy. We know it. I'm not scared of him this year. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they just need more weapons on offense, or the weapons they have this year is just not clicking. I don't know, but the offense of the Chiefs is just not what I'm used to. Now you have Mahomes, and Mahomes can at any point be Mahomes. The defense of Kansas City, I think, is what's going to win this game, because the offense is still beat up. Tyreek Hill he's not 100%. I would say he's around like 70% with that hip and the ankle. Jalen Waddle's, his ankle is still kind of banged up. He's going to play because it's the playoffs. Defensively, they're out. It is bad for the Dolphins. They're out, I think, 5 starters just over the last 2 weeks. And then you're piling that on top of the other injuries that they had prior. Unless Tua has the game of a lifetime. Now, in cold weather, he never plays well, from Alabama all the way up until Miami. So I just don't have any confidence in Tua. I don't have any confidence in that offense against the Chiefs defense. And then I don't have confidence in that Vic Fangio's defense because it's so beat up.
I completely agree with you. And by the way, just in case I didn't say it earlier, it's going to be 9 degrees right now with 15 mile an hour winds.
What's the wind chill?
I don't know. Cold as
that's
ball.
Insane.
That's the wind chill. I agree with everything you said. And I've said this about Miami all year long. Every time Miami plays a good team, they lose. They got molly whipped by the Bills 48-20. They lost to the Eagles 31-17 when the Eagles look like a real team. They lost to the Chiefs earlier in the year 21-14. They lost to the Titans, who are not a good team, but that's a bad loss. They got stomped by the Ravens 56-19, and they lost to the Bills in the final week of the season. every time Miami plays any team worth its salt, they don't throw the ball around. Their offense gets shut down and their defense gets worked. And I'm sorry, I don't think that's going to work outside in a playoff game in Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes. And like you said, the Chiefs offense hasn't been anything great this year, but I just have no faith in Miami. And I have a hell of a lot more faith in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in the playoffs.
Yep, I'm with you. Now, I will say, as a Bills fan, I hope they both lose. Like, I hope they both. I know it can happen in the playoffs, but I still, as much as I'm a fan of football and I love to watch good football, so for that reason, I'm a fan of Patrick Mahomes, but I'm still bitter from 13 seconds. So I'm just telling you, I hope they both lose.
My son asked me, like, Dad, what are we rooting for this weekend since the 49ers are on a bye? I was like, you know what we're rooting for? Don't root for anybody to get hurt, because that's not right. A good thing to do. I said, root for every game to go into double overtime. That's what you want. You just want a battle from all these teams, a grinded out physical double overtime, triple overtime performance. That's what you're hoping for. And, you know, I saw articles in Miami about how if Mike McDaniel loses this game, he goes into next year on the hot seat, which is surprising. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I kind of understand it. Like, you got to start. You're the one that's telling us that Tua is your guy, right? That you got your quarterback. So if that's not the issue, you've got this offense that we think is really good. When are you going to start to beat good teams? And they haven't done it so far, and they haven't really done it in Mike McDaniel's entire tenure.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, you know what, though? I think now, and this is, again, me as a Bills fan, I think it would be a mistake for them to fire him. You know, when you look at a team like Miami, who hasn't made the playoffs since 2000, you know, or I think it was like 2002, they haven't made the playoffs for like it was crazy. And then you go back, they haven't won a playoff game in even longer than that. And then so you go through all of these different coaches, and now this weird nerdy tech looking guy gets there, and you make the playoffs 2 years in a row. The first year you almost win on the road with the backup quarterback because Tua was hurt. This year, you have the best offense in the league. Now, you fell apart. You did. I'm not, you know, so they have things that to be blamed for. But you make the playoffs 2 years in a row. You almost won a division down to the last drive of the year. I get it. It doesn't work right away. But this is Mike McDaniel's first time coaching as a head coach, and he's brought success to that team. If Miami lets him go, or they put him on the hot seat for next season, and it's more pressure on him for having two winning seasons in a row and taking you to the playoffs, I think something's wrong with that. And to me, that's bad ownership. But that's part of the reason why Miami has been poverty for the last two decades.
Mike McDaniel is 20-15 in 2 years. The Dolphins are 4-9 in December and January, and they are 3-11 against teams that have made the playoffs the last 2 years. So they are able to beat up on the bad teams. They struggle against the good teams. I'm not saying he should be fired. I agree with you. I do think it's fair to question, though, whether what sort of level the Dolphins are at. It's one thing to beat up on tomato cans. It's another thing to be able to go toe-to-toe with the big teams. And when you've got the Bills sitting in your division, Josh Allen, who ain't going anywhere, that's kind of a thing. So that's definitely something they're going to have to improve on, and we'll see if they can do it. I feel like they can't throw outside the middle of the field. That's really what hurts the Dolphins. They can throw it in the middle of the field too. Is very good at that, at making anticipatory throws. But outside the numbers, they can't get anything. And when you have an entire section of the field that if you're the Chiefs, you don't have to worry about, that makes it a lot tougher.
And again, I know it might sound like a silly point to make, but I'm telling you, with that being the case as well, Tua does not play well in cold weather. And this is not an understatement. I mean, go back and look at games from when he was at Alabama. Look at the games since he's been in Miami. Games against the Bills in Buffalo late, trash. Games against New England late, trash. The Jets, trash. So, like, just the divisional games alone late in the year that we've seen out of Tua, he just has not done well. And so, Tariq Hill, you're right. Like, in this game, if the conditions are what we're thinking is going to be, his route running won't be as much of a factor as we're used to seeing. Waddle is injured, so he has to be precise. These balls have to be put in places that these guys are going to be able to make a play on the ball. I don't feel confident about that against this Kansas City defense, even in good weather. Like, even if you saw him throw an interception on the final play of the game for them, mm-hmm. against the Bills, to it, and that was on the outside of the numbers, like you mentioned. Yep. So I'm just saying, man, like, this game is setting up. And I'm sorry for all my, like, honestly, this year and last year, I've actually made friends with the Dolphins fan base. I'm sorry for you guys, because, like, you all really, it bothered me all season, but you guys were riding high all year. You had a three game lead in the AFC East. You should have been the AFC East champions. Really, you should have had the number one seed. Everything was going your way from the beginning of the season. You had the number one offense. You scored 70 points on Denver. You were rolling. You had two running backs that were on pace for 1,000 yards. You had everything. So this sucks to lose in the first weekend of the playoffs, but I still would hesitate to put McDaniels in the hot seat. That's just me.
Tua has lost each of the five coldest starts of his career. He's completed 57% of his passes in those games, 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. That ain't going to get it done. And I agree. Cold weather and quarterbacks, it's a thing. Like, this game is still played by human beings. It sucks to be out in the cold, especially that cold. Again, we're talking like 9 degrees cold. That is not a thing, especially for a warm weather team like the Dolphins. That is the last thing you want to do. Everything is lining up for Kansas City in this one. Now, I will say I'm fascinated to see Patrick Mahomes have to go on the road in the playoffs, which he's never had to do in his career before this year. And if the Chiefs lose, he still won't have to do it. He's never played a road playoff game in his career except for the Super Bowl, which is neutral site.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the Bills win this weekend again, I know we're going to talk Bills next, but if the Bills win this weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Kansas City Chiefs win against the Miami Dolphins, those dudes have to come to Western New York. And I am ready. I am ready, man. Let's move on. I'm ready. I am ready.
You're in revenge mode already. So, okay, let's get to it. I think we're both taking the Chiefs in that one. Now, the only AFC game on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern time on CBS, Pittsburgh traveling to Buffalo to face your Buffalo Bills. And the Bills are a heavy favorite, as you would expect. 10 points in this one, Spence.
I'm gonna take the Bills, obviously. I'm a Bills fan, but I think that I'm not going to say they cover. The weather that we're seeing forecasted is to kind of have some sloppy, slushy type snow situation. And now, I know we just talked about cold weather and quarterbacks. That doesn't quite apply to Josh Allen. So, you know, I don't know if everybody remembers the -9-degree game that the Bills had a couple years ago against the Patriots in the playoffs, yes. 47-17. I don't know if people remember last season against the Chicago Bears. It was like -25 degrees in Chicago last year. Josh Allen blew the Bears' socks off and threw for 3 touchdowns. So cold weather doesn't typically bother Josh. And when you have a guy as big as him who can run, look out. So I think Josh is going to turn into more of a runner this game. And I just don't think Pittsburgh, unfortunately, will have what it takes to keep up with the points. But I think it's going to be low scoring. I don't think the Bills are going to come out and score 30 on them. I think it'll be one of those games where the Bills will be happy like 20 to like, I don't even give them. Well, maybe I do think they cover, you know, like 20-7, man. I'm gonna say they cover. F it.
To me, this game is a perfect example of just a reminder. The season is long, right? The Bills, we were freaking out about the Bills. Oh my God, they're going to miss the playoffs. And they wind up as the 2 seed when it's all said and done. Pittsburgh, they got smashed by the 49ers in week 1. They're rotating quarterbacks in and out of there. You've got clips of Pickens and other receivers like just dogging it on the field, completely not putting forth any effort. And yet the Steelers didn't just make the playoffs. They had 10 wins. They had 10 freaking wins. So it's just a reminder, like, it is a long season. And here we are in this playoff game. And you talked about Josh Allen. I completely agree. And here's the thing that I love about Josh Allen. When the playoffs come around, he gets better than he is in the regular season. His passing yards go up in the playoffs. His completion percentage goes up in the playoffs. Passer rating up in the playoffs. His touchdown to interception ratio is 4.3 in the playoffs. And his rushing yards per game, like you mentioned, go up. So he is raising his level of play against the best competition. That, I think, that is a quality specifically that some quarterbacks have, that they just rise up when their team needs it. And Josh Allen has shown so far in his career, he does it.
He absolutely does. And that's why this is the first year as a Bills fan, honestly, going into the playoffs, the way this is set up, this is the first year, personally, I'm super confident. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to win the Super Bowl, but I mean, like, going into it, we had a rough year at certain points. Obviously, you know, we fired our offensive coordinator, and it was a bunch of stuff that went on that where, you know, people were questioning Josh and the interceptions and the turnovers and all this stuff. And now going into this part of the year, you're absolutely right. When the playoffs hit, now, unfortunately, it's kind of like the Jordan effect. Like in the NBA, when Jordan was there, you know, guess what? Reggie Miller couldn't win a championship, you know, now we had Patrick Mahomes. We have Patrick Mahomes in the league. So Josh elevated his play, but 13 seconds happens. And, you know, when Josh walks off the field, he walks off with a touchdown and everybody thinks we won the game. But you have a guy named Patrick Mahomes who can do the same thing. So I think we just had it to where we were going up against another unmovable object. And so now this year, I'm not afraid of the Chiefs this year. If you look at the AFC outside of Baltimore, and then even Baltimore, I'm not saying that I'm not afraid of Baltimore. I think Baltimore is a solid team defensively, offensively, that they're moving now. But the Bills, if you look at the Bills' record against Lamar Jackson, and you can include the playoff game, we played him in the playoff game. He's not Lamar Jackson. During the season is going to do everything that he does. And when it gets to the playoffs, teams that get to the playoffs know how to play defense on them. And they stretch the defense out on the field. They don't allow him to run. This is the year. He's going to have to beat everybody with his arm. I'm confident as a Buffalo Bills fan, first, that we're going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, whoever we get next week. And I really feel like that. Now, to me, it's the NFC side that we get nervous about, but that's not what this show is for.
You sound exactly like me. I'm sitting there saying, if my Niners play their best, nobody's beating them. Like I have this innate confidence. And look, when you have a quarterback that can do what Josh Allen can do, I don't know how you would feel any other way, especially when, like I just said, he has elevated his game in the playoffs. And here's the other thing that's got to trouble you if you're a Steelers fan. Their defense in the playoffs has been cheeks recently. They have played 3 playoff games over the last 6 years. They lost 45-42 to the Jags in 2017. Yes. Leonard Fournette ran all over them. They gave up 48 points to the Browns in 2020 in the wildcard round. They were down 28-0 in the first quarter of that game. And then they gave up 42 to the Chiefs in 2021, where Mahomes dropped 400 yards and 5 touchdowns on him. And oh, by the way, they're not going to have TJ Watt for this game either. Their defense has gotten torched in the playoffs, and they very well could get torched again this weekend.
Oh, and don't forget, the Bills do have a run game finally. That's something in the playoffs that we didn't have. Now we have a 1,000-yard rusher in James Cook, and I did mention that Josh is a 6'6", 250-pound quarterback that can – okay. But I'm confident, man. Like, and I know Pittsburgh fans are happy, and I love Mike Tomlin. I mean, to have a career like his and not have a losing season ever – first of all, how impossible is that in the NFL to never have a losing season? But, you know, I just don't. Mason Rudolph, I'm sure he's going to be the starter. I don't know, man. If I'm a Pittsburgh fan, I'm very, I don't want to say I'm content to make the playoffs and happy, but I mean, like, that's, and I'm not trying to sound like a Bills fan just piling on at this point. Like, I'm honest. Like you mentioned, TJ Watt, that's a huge deal. You lose the best player on your team, and by far the best guy. He's probably the best guy defensively in the division, you know, or I don't know.
Yeah, Garrett. It's close.
I'm going to take Watt.
He's a top three pass rusher in the league.
And it's like every year he's a top three pass rusher in the league. So I'm just nervous if I'm Pittsburgh, man. You guys, you had a good season. You went on you turned things around. It was fun. Look, prepare for the draft, man. Get some more weapons for your quarterback or get a new quarterback. Prepare for the draft. Go Bills.
I do think that there is an element to Josh Allen's game where sometimes he can put the ball at risk. But I think that the Bills don't even need to play their A game to beat the Steelers. Like, I think Josh could have some of those turnovers, which, again, he really hasn't had in the playoffs. But even if he does, I still think the Bills have enough to beat the Steelers. I just do. And you mentioned the James Cook thing. When they, I don't want to say run the offense through him, but when they feature him as a rusher and a receiver, it makes everything else that Buffalo does so much more effective. And I feel like they started to figure that out towards the back part of the season. So I will take the Bills in this game, and I'll take them to cover the 10 points. It's a lot, but I feel confident just like you.
Well, at first I didn't. I have to go back and update my tally site because I actually did pick, you know, I'm like, that's 10 points. And I don't know. I just don't feel confident in them. I don't think that, you know, offensively that now Najee Harris recently has looked good because of they've changed the run style. But even still with that, over the last 4 weeks, our run defense has been phenomenal. We've used Jordan Poyer in more of a linebacker role, and he's been just blowing up runs. Like, it's been incredible to watch. We got Daquan Jones back healthy for the playoffs. Last game, he had a phenomenal. So it's just like, I need Von to show up.
Yeah, I need Von.
Dude, I don't know, man. Earn his doggone contract. I know he had the off-field stuff this year that kind of just like disappeared. We stopped hearing about it. I'm not even going to. I don't know about that, but as far as you being paid like a gazillion dollars to be inactive twice and not like he's been a healthy scratch, man. And then you come in and then make no plays. I think we have the same amount of sacks on the season, he and I, like, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah. And then for him to say like, oh, the Bills made the right decision to make me a healthy scratch. Like you're not even mad about like what is. That's a weird, weird situation. And he was one of those pieces that they brought in to kind of be the cherry on top of the sundae, right? Like, this is the final infinity stone in the gauntlet here to get you over the top and win a championship. They're going to need him to make some major, major plays if they are going to do it. So there you go. There is your AFC playoff preview. We don't disagree on a single game. I wanted to come in and fight, but I think the choices are pretty clear. Again, TGI football tomorrow Friday, will give you the NFC pick. So we have you fully covered here on SB Nation. You're not going to miss out. We just wanted to split it up because, you know, we do things a little differently when the playoff comes around. It's a different time of year. You got to be ready to adapt your game.
And shout out to my guy, Chris, man. He, you know, he had some things going on this morning, but hey, I know he's looking forward to the playoffs, maybe not for the same reasons, but he's looking forward to them as well. I will say, you're right, everything about the NFC will be covered tomorrow on another show, but just look for that Cowboys upset, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Ooh, you think Green Bay is gonna get it done, huh?
I do. I just, you know, the Cowboys, kind of like the Dolphins, every year it's like they have this offense and they have this team where they're flying through games, and then the late season hits and they have a couple snags, and they lost to the Bills big. They lost to Miami, you know, it's like just the way the season went for them towards the end of the year going into this game. I'm just not super confident. Green Bay has looked good. I've been giving them grief just out of a friendly banter with my guy, but Green Bay has looked good. Jordan Love looks like if he can get a better offensive line and a consistent receiver that doesn't have hamstring injuries and all this, you know, like, because Watson is never in, but you give him a number one wide receiver and a better guard or something. Like, I don't know, man. I think he can actually make some noise. So I'm looking at Green Bay to take the upset. And I think the spread was like 7.5 or 8 or something like that.
Can I just
underdogs?
I want to just point out that the Packers in the last 30 years have had quarterback uncertainty for about five games. Other than that, they've always had their guy. They went from Favre to Rodgers, now to Jordan Love, who, like you said, looks fantastic. Good job by them. By the way, the spread is 7.5. The Packers are getting 7.5 in that game. I think I might take the points. I know the Cowboys are good at home, but I agree with you. I think Jordan, it's almost like that Texans game. Like if Jordan Love, much like CJ Stroud, just puts on the Superman cape, they got a puncher's chance.
Yeah, but again, and I get if Dallas fans get mad at me, I get it too, because I understand, like, the offense to the Dallas Cowboys is phenomenal when Dak is on and when CeeDee Lamb is on, and like, it's beautiful to watch. But I just something about January and Dallas, it just doesn't mix. It's like I don't have no idea of why, but it just seems like when the regular season is over, Dallas's season is over. They just don't show up.
There is a reason the Cowboys haven't been to the conference championship game since 1995. I'll just say that. That's going to do it for this edition of Taking the Points. Please rate, review, and follow the SB Nation NFL show. Enjoy the AFC playoffs. Like I said, TGI Football will have you covered for the NFC game. Spence, thanks for letting me pinch hit for Chris. I appreciate it.
Hey man, anytime. I love doing shows with you, man. I gotta get you on like the Code of Conduct and something else too. Like, we, especially, you know what? If it's the Berman Bowl, which I feel like this year is a very good possibility of it being a Berman Bowl. And for those who are listening who aren't aware, so Berman, back in his ESPN days early, he was a huge fan of the 49ers. He's a huge fan of the Buffalo Bills. And every year he would predict the Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers to reach the Super Bowl. And it seems like when the Bills were on that run, it just didn't work for the 49ers. And then when the 49ers got good, it's not working for the Bills. This is a year that the stars could align for Chris Berman. And man, so if it happens, you're going to get that text or phone call. We're going to have to get you on the Code of Conduct, man.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it. That I would sign for that because it would mean the 49ers were in the Super Bowl, and then I would be terrified because I've seen Josh Allen kick the hell out of this defense. But
it would be both for me. Like, same thing. We both would be shaking on that game.
Yes, a few weeks away from that happening, but here's hoping. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.